Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, today, you know, on the Flirt Divert number, you can send text to it as well as leaving messages, right? And we, every Wednesday, are getting top celebrities to read out some of the texts that get sent to the Flirt Divert number. Yeah. Last week, well, I say celebrities, it was short notice, so we got Joe Wiley. But this week...
I think you should be nice before we go on holiday for the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, she won't talk to you.
I think you're going to be impressed this week.
Is it a big name?
Oh, it's a big name.
A-lister.
It's a big name. Today... reading the texts from the Flirt Divert is this person.
Hello, this is Fiona Bruce off of BBC News.
That's right, Fiona Bruce off of BBC News will read out the text from Flirt Divert at 4:45.
National. Radio 1.
Thank you to Joe Wiley for a bit of innuendo bingo on this morning's show.
Swirl them around my mouth, yeah? Cross this out.
Now, I didn't hear Joe's show today. What the hell was she doing there?
I have no idea.
No, I don't. Did you not hear it?
No.
Cross this out. God, do you know what I'd like more than anything in the world right now is for the taste of Big Banana Shake to get out of my mouth. I can't get rid of the taste.
What is going on?
No idea. Her show's changed.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
So, some exciting news. You know the Flirt Divert number? It's like a normal mobile phone, so it does accept text as well, which we go through every week, and every Wednesday at 4:45, the idea is to get some famous celebs to read out some of the filth that comes in on text to the Flirt Divert number. Now, we have somehow persuaded Fiona Bruce off of BBC News.
Hello, this is Fiona Bruce off of BBC News.
To read out some of this stuff. She's a very good sport.
She is.
Would you like to hear some of the filth that she has read out for us this week?
I would love to hear it, yeah.
Okay, here's some of the text read out by Fiona Bruce off of BBC News.
Hello, this is Fiona Bruce off of BBC News.
Flirt Divert text 1.
Call me. I've heard some major gossip about you.
Okay.
Not really filth.
No.
Flirt Divert text 2.
Don't forget your dad's birthday on Friday. Love, Mum.
Right, that is one of the texts we got, but once again, not that saucy.
So again, but it does mean that somebody gave the Flirt Divert number to their mum.
Yeah.
Around the time of their dad's birthday.
Yeah. Flirt Divert text 3.
I'm walking. What are you doing?
I'm walking. Right. What are you doing? And Flirt Divert text 4.
Bonne nuit. Fais de beau rêve. Bise.
That's French.
Okay. Right. Is that saucy, that one? I didn't hear the middle bit.
Bonne nuit.
No, it's not.
Don't know.
It's good night. Have nice dreams.
Oh, is it? Right.
That's not filthy either.
No, I'll tell you the truth. Right, we've got a whole list of ones that we asked her to read out.
Yeah.
Which I know that you've got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she refuse to read them?
Yeah. But I can see why, because, you know, she reads the news on the BBC, and she can't read out that, can she?
I'm a BBC sports reader.
Yeah, but you'll read them out.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Go on, then.
If we end up getting together, you can have as much as you want.
Right.
That was there was four letters there, but I wasn't allowed to read it out, even though it's not a rude word.
No.
You are ugly. Me and Hannah hate you loads. Why didn't she read that one out?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
You are ugly. Me and Hannah hate you loads. And I don't know why she didn't read this last one out either. Fancier, big boy. I'd love to have heard Fiona Bruce say that.
We did send her those, but she would only read out the ones about I'm walking and don't forget your dad's birthday, call me, I've heard some gossip, and bonne nuit.
But what's wrong with fancier, big boy?
I don't know.
Could be a drink.
She wouldn't do them. Now, what I've been trying to work out is a way to spice up the ones that she did do. just a little bit.
Right.
So this is what I've come up with so far.
Me, I've heard some major gossip about you.
See, that sounds better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Me, I've heard some major gossip about you.
And then you've got just...
me. Me. Me.
And here's my favourite one from Fiona.
I'm walking. What are you doing?
Go on, and again.
I'm walking. What are you doing?
National. Radio 1.
Now, remember the song we played yesterday by Jack?
Mm.
Called The Best Girl in the World?
Yeah.
And they're mine, and they're mine, and they're mine. Remember him? I accuse him of being a serial killer, right? He wrote it for a girl called Grace, if you remember, if you were listening yesterday. Quite a few people on the text saying, do you know whether she's been back in touch with Jack since hearing the song? Because he hadn't sent the song to her. He sent it to us to premiere it first on Radio 1. Mm. And has she been in touch to say, oh, my God, Jack, I've made a terrible mistake and I desperately want to go out with you again? I don't know. What we could do, if you like, is give Jack a bit of a call later on and see if Grace has been in touch. Radio 1. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hi. Now, normally these are songs from blokes trying to get back with girls, we've learnt so far. And we said that girls don't ever do this. They don't write songs for exes. But we found one that does. Hi.
Hi.
Now, you hadn't split up with this guy, though, had you?
No.
So tell me what happened.
I just decided to write a song for him.
And who is this guy?
Paul.
Okay.
And is he somebody you go out with, or is he somebody you just admire from afar?
It's someone I go out with, and I love the world for him. The world of him.
Oh. So you're together now?
Yes.
But is it true, Marie, that you wrote this song for him after just having one date with him?
Yes.
One date?
One date, yeah. So I like kissing him, you say.
Pardon?
I like kissing him.
Good. You kissed on the first date?
He's a good kisser. I like kissing him.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. See, most people would maybe send chocolates or flowers after the first date. Mm. Or, you know, just pop into the garage on the way home. Yeah. Pick up some
tulips.
Yeah. But not you, Maria.
No.
You record an actual song for him.
Yeah, well, if you want to be right out and open, I've written a whole album, more or less, for him.
After one date, you wrote an album for him?
Yeah, I love him to bits.
Yeah, but it was one date.
I'm a bit of a romancer.
Yeah.
I think that's one word.
See, what normally happens, what we've got so far, is boys just sitting there, you know, with their acoustic guitar, making records like this. But Maria makes something like a dance tune.
Really?
It's quite trancy.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you're not worried it might scare him off, though?
No, why should it? I mean, I should be very flattered. I would have thought the fact that I like kissing him and being with him and want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Hang on,
after one date?
Run away! Right.
I thought you'd like that, you know.
Right, shall we have a listen then?
Hey, no, of course you can't.
Right, okay. So, this is very romantic, Chopper. Right, imagine it. You have one date with a girl, okay? A couple of days later, the postman arrives. Oh, it's a CD. Mm. And it's got this on it. Can you imagine Dave Pearce playing this on Dance Anthems? After one date.
Yeah.
Are you quite demanding?
Yeah, I probably am. Yeah, I am probably. But that is part of me, you know. Well, if I'm honest.
Yeah, at least you are.
Was he not a little bit freaked out when he heard this bit? Once, Maria.
No, because he's still with me.
He's still with you now.
Hey?
He's still with you now.
Yes, I'm still with him.
He didn't do a runner.
No.
Wow. I think this is the bit that made him stay with you and got him maybe a little bit hot under the collar.
So rise with me. Love, love, love me.
Blimey.
Wow.
Well,
Do you get up early? Is that what you meant? You wanted him to get up with you?
Well, you one of the other ones. It's called White Satin Sheets. It's all about being in bed. I mean, it's quite an easy job.
That's just nice. So how long... How long have you been with him now?
5.5 years.
What?
So it really works.
It really works. Yeah.
Hi, it's Dave Pearce. Join me for Dance Anthem straight after the official UK number one. If you want...
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So, the latest from Deirdre's video casebook. So, Carl's in the kitchen, right? This is where we're at so far.
Sorry, yeah.
Carl's in the kitchen with his girlfriend. He fancies a bit of, you know, there's your father. But she doesn't. Who? I've just said Delamitri and how's your father?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I'm in 1984.
She doesn't fancy it at all.
Four, you look really horny in that outfit. Come here, sexy.
Actually, I really want to clean the kitchen. I hate leaving it in a mess.
Bye then. So, he calls up another girl that he met in a pub and arranges to meet her, but tells a girlfriend he's going to meet his friend Bob.
Mm.
But his girlfriend really isn't sure that she believes that story.
I'm not sure I believe that story. Carl looked very guilty when I walked in.
Well, you'd be right, my darling, because Carl is now round at her house having a nice refreshing cup of tea.
I needed that.
It's not right that your girlfriend deprives you, Carl. Why don't you just finish with her?
It's the Sun Online version of Deirdre's photo casebook.
His girlfriend has no tea bags in.
Yeah. Well, often happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cheat, don't you? No tea bags. Bye,
no
love.
Tea bags.
Radio 1. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Ooh.